Quite a few years ago now, I got a call from someone who had a loved one in the hospital, and they said they wanted me to go out and see this person. They said they wanted me to go out and convert them. This person was on his deathbed, and or he was very ill, let me put it that way. And so I went out there, and I'm never really thrilled when somebody asks me that, because I, you know, this is something only God can do, not myself. But I went out there, and I stopped in while I was visiting somebody else. I just popped into this room, and not to sound too threatening, I just said I was passing by. And he said hello, and I found out I knew this man's brother, so that was good for about 30 seconds of conversation. And then I said, do you mind if I pray with you? And he said, if it makes you feel good. And I'm going, take me now, Lord. Shall we? So I said the Our Father with him, and I did notice that he was praying with me. I said, this guy's a big phony, you know, he's a praying guy. Maybe he doesn't need converting, you know, but he was saying the words with me as we said the Our Father. So this was a good thing. And I said, I gave him my card as I left, and he said to me, Father, don't call me, I'll call you. I thought, okay, that didn't go too well. But anyway, about a week or a week and a half later, I came in the rectory. I'd been out. I got in around 11 or 11:15, something like that, in the evening. And I got a call over there. And as you probably can figure out, it was either him or his family. It said that he wanted to see me. So I went out there, a little bit surprised, I guess. Well, he was on his deathbed, and I heard his confession and gave him communion and the anointing of the sick, and then he died. And I mentioned that story, and it was also, by the way, when I visited him in the hospital, it was exactly 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Some of you pick up on that. When something happens at 3 o'clock, I usually am suspicious that God has a plan, and he did. And I read this reading to him when I gave him the anointing of the sick. This is the preferred reading for that sacrament, which is why I thought of that story. And notice that it says, Father, I thank you, you're the Lord of heaven and earth, because you've hidden these things from the wise and the learned, but revealed them to mere children. He said, no one knows the Father but the Son, and the Son but the Father, and anyone whom the Son wishes to reveal him. So somehow, in the midst of that week and a half, God revealed himself to this man. And it was God that took the initiative. And then he had to say yes to God's initiative. And so all of us are sitting here today, and all of us have chosen to come to Mass. We've chosen to follow Christ. We're all on different points on the journey on our road of life. But it was God that chose us and asked us to do this. Now, it's kind of obvious with my vocation is that I feel I made the choice to enter the seminary, but it was God that chose me also, and somehow there's some mystery involved in this. But one thing is for sure is then as now, in the New Testament and today, it is when we are sick or we're ill or we're troubled, we have problems. This can lead us away from God if we are bitter, but it can also lead us to God. And this is often when God does his greatest work, is when we are overburdened by something, when we know that we need God, that we can't do it all ourselves. And this is when we know that God must be the one to help us, and our illnesses and our weaknesses and these things actually attract God to us. And he makes that clear in this reading. The second part of the reading, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Heard a talk once by a priest friend of mine. He was, at that time, he said, well, I've been a priest for 16 years. He said, 16 years of hard labor is what he said. And at that time, I was still a seminarian. I thought, what's he talking about? Now I know. I'm still looking for this rest that God promises. But the kind of rest he's talking about is not a labor-free existence. And he's not promising he's going to take every burden away that we have. A lot of us are carrying burdens, I think, that are not appropriate for us. We've fashioned it ourselves and put our own necks into this thing. And the burden that God gives us is made for us. He's talking to people that were very close to the land, not all of them, but the kind of yoke that they had was it was fitted over the shoulders of the animals, and it was made for the animal itself. So they would fashion it so that it would be a perfect fit. And so Christ says, if you take my yoke on your shoulders, it's going to be a perfect fit. It's something that God has permitted and has fashioned for us, and that makes it easier to bear. He also promises to be with us. And the yoke has two openings. One is for us, and one is for God. And so he's pulling with us. Oftentimes, when visiting the sick or talking with people, we find that we have questions about why God permitted me to suffer, or why did this person die, or why is there injustice in the world? Every week we hear stories about something awful, whether it's children at the border or people in Iraq or places or in our own neighborhood, things that don't go well. And I'm not an apologist for God. I've learned not to. I can't explain the things that happen in this world any more than anybody else can. But what I can offer, and which I do offer, is that Christ took his own medicine. He really suffered, and he's still suffering with us as we go through the journey of life. And the proof of that is the cross. And he says, if you take my burden, the Lord tells us that he loves us. And so if we are loved by somebody, we can get through anything. And that he, in some mysterious way, is with us as we struggle. And he has chosen us. He chooses to reveal his will to us, particularly and especially through the burdens that we have as we journey to our rest, the rest of doing God's will. He's talking to people that they were overburdened by the burdens of the Jewish Mosaic Law that was interpreted in over 900 specific commandments that they had, that the Pharisees had come up with, and it was so difficult that only the religious professionals could do it. This is not our religion at all. You don't have to be ordained to be a good Catholic or something, or to be a religious up at Mount Angel. Those are all great things. But Christ calls us to know that his is a law of love, and that when we are loved or when we love someone, all things are possible. So our Lord then tells us, he says, if you come to me, I will not take your burdens away. In fact, he promised us a cross, but it would be one that is fashioned for our greater good and God's glory. And he tells us his yoke is easy, meaning his yoke is well fitted, and his burden is light. It is the light of knowing that we are loved.